Okay, so just hear me out.
Okay.
TLA is in Houston this year.
Yes.
And that's cool. Everybody can come down here. They can get the barbecue. TLA is a Texas Library Association conference. It's an annual thing. For those of you who don't know, all the librarians from all over the state are coming
Oh, Pinkerton's a good
in.
spot for barbecue here in
Yeah.
Houston, by the
So,
way.
FYI, we're here already. This is our hometown. I mean,
Got
we
to
live
show it
here.
off,
Yeah.
living it.
People are going to be taking shuttles from the hotels and just Ubers like that, and we're going to be driving it in, right? That's just the way it is.
Oh God, traffic that
It's
time in
going
the
to be a nightmare,
morning. It's gonna be a
right? It's
nightmare
going to
for
be a
me because
nightmare.
I'm on that committee too, and we have to be there
Ooh,
so
gross, dude. I'm going to show up like
early.
2 hours late and leave 2 hours early every day.
I know. Lucky.
Unofficially. But hear me out. So next year is going to be in San Antonio,
I'm so excited. I
right?
love the San Antonio one.
You get margarita machines outside of every single hall
No, they
entrance.
don't do that. But
That's what
how
I'm
awesome would
saying.
that
That's what they
be?
need to do. You're on the committee for that. Make it
No, I'm not on the
happen.
committee for
Make
that one.
it.
I'm only on the Houston one.
So
I'm only
move to
on
San
local
Antonio
arrangements.
and be a local arrangement person
That
over there
one's
and get
already
the
been
margarita machine.
decided
Oh my
for the
Lord.
next year.
Who do we need to talk to?
Someone in San Antonio. You know that's not going to happen.
San Antonio, hear our plea.
Yeah. Oh my God, what if they had puffy taco
Oh, dude,
stations?
that would be legit.
Oh,
Maybe some roasted corn stands.
What's the what's it called? The street corn? What's the actual name for it though?
Elote?
Yes.
Yeah, just well, dude. And then what? You could get some taco stands every now and again.
Yeah, puffy tacos though.
Yeah, and some pastor, and then you get some margarita stands every now and
Yeah.
again.
So tell me, puffy tacos. You've had them before, right?
Yeah.
Are they double fried? Is that how they make them puff?
I don't know.
It's like a secret.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know, to be honest with you. I never
Yeah.
tried them. Like, to cook them, I mean.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
I gotcha. They're
So,
fantastic though. Now I want some Mexican food, and I can't eat
yeah.
any Mexican
Why
food
not?
because of this damn. Oh,
Oh.
yeah. By the way, I had dental surgery recently, so yeah, I've got stitches in
What
my
was it
mouth
you
right now.
broke? You bit
I
into an
broke
apple?
my tooth on an apple trying to be healthy, right? And then on top of that, I go in because, I'm an adult and I hate going to the dentist.
Dude,
And
we're.
sometimes I put it off, but I went for that and I went to a new dentist and she's fantastic. Used to be a teacher. So
Wow.
she used to be a math teacher. Had kids, decided, "Hey, I want
Yeah.
to go back. I've always loved this,
That's cool.
biology." She had some own things with herself, like with her mouth and everything and her teeth, so she just kind of fell in love with the whole thing. And went back. She's great. She's great. Now I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to the dentist." But so they're doing all the x-rays and stuff, and turns out I need another thing
Jesus
done on the other
Christ,
side.
dude.
Yeah. So I've been on soft foods for 2 weeks now, and I still have stitches in my mouth, but they should come out next week.
Good Lord,
And by the
Shelby.
way, for 2 weeks, I could not have a single cup of coffee. I just got approved to start drinking it yesterday, and I think I've already
Nice.
had 10 cups of coffee, but whatever.
Isn't it
Oh
great?
my God, it's so good.
Oh, so wait, really quick, if you guys are in the Houston area, go check this place out. It's on Bissonnette. House of Coffee.
Which one's that one?
It's this coffee place. They sell beans there.
Okay.
It's over there by Murder by the Book in Brazos
Oh, I
Bookstore.
know what you're talking about. We were talking about it the other day.
Dude, the coffee beans there
That's
are
where
legit.
Kelly got her coffee.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, man, it was so good.
Mexican altura, dude, that coffee is amazing. I've been waking up in the morning to grind my own beans and make
Yeah.
my French press and then take it into my green thermos every single
That
day.
thermos, though, I have one of
Yeah.
those too. They're
Isn't
great.
it great?
Yeah,
Dude,
like
it
old
stays heated
school
up the
thermos.
entire time. Yeah.
And by the way, those of you listening, just a shout out to all of our secondary librarians in SBISD for the
Show
awesome
enough.
breakfast that we put together. And Kelly with the coffee killed
Yes,
it. That coffee
she
was
did. That coffee
so
was
good.
delicious.
Yeah,
Yeah. And
we killed it the other
Laura's
week.
breakfast
Oh, I
casserole.
know. Well, I can't eat it. Well, not
Dude,
that I can't eat it. I
you
just
couldn't.
don't because I don't
Yeah.
eat,
Dude,
you know.
it was good. She needs to just make a pan for me one day. I
Yeah,
told
here I
her.
am with like, "Oh, I brought breakfast tacos." Not
Yeah.
that I made,
From
by the
Taco
way.
Cabana.
Yes, but they're the best ones.
Dude.
Do you really think okay, breakfast tacos you purchase. How about
There
that?
are plenty of places that you can go to.
But the time of the morning,
You call ahead of time.
where was I going to go, Jimmy? On the
Tornado.
way to her library, though. That Taco Cabana is within
No,
500 yards
right.
of her library.
You're absolutely right.
And that Shipley's where I got the donuts and kolaches is less than a mile.
The thing about me is that I've always worked in the north side.
I know there's better spots. I'm not saying
when people are saying they want to bring breakfast tacos, I want Alamo tacos or like from Tacadilla Laredo. You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
And so when people
What's that other place? The Tornado place?
Tornado Taco.
Yeah that one's just down the road from you. Dude, Alamo's the best though, right? Mm-hmm. You know where I went the other day? Roostar.
Roostar's good.
Yeah.
Roostar's good as far as Vietnamese food goes. I'm a snob with the Vietnamese food, too.
I didn't get to get the sandwich, though, because I like the sandwiches. But I couldn't eat it.
You couldn't. No. Dude, that sucks.
I got rice.
What'd you get?
What I got protein? The rice and tofu.
Okay. The crispy tofu is good.
Yeah. That's really I got it with that one.
I've been trying to make
it because it's still soft enough that I could eat it. Yeah.
I've been trying to make a crispy tofu. I can't. It always comes out stupid. It's all in the cornstarch mixture. I saw something.
It's all in that. And someone told me the other day, we're totally off topic. Whatever.
Yeah, we are.
We always
are. Yeah.
Someone told me the other day that some of those air fryers are actually one of the best things to use.
Dude, okay. Then I'm going to try an air fryer.
Tofu.
All right.
I found one I want to get to. It's the Instant Pot one.
Yeah. Send me the link.
Okay. It's it does all these things. It dehydrates fruit.
Oh, nice.
It bakes.
But doesn't that increase the sugar content on that stuff?
I think
I'm legit trying to lose 40 pounds.
But you could do other things besides fruit. I'm not going to dehydrate anything. Like, what's the point unless, you know, I'm doomsday prepping?
Yeah. I just want to be able to reach into a bag and snack, you know?
Like, but there's so many better things that you can snack on. Remember that popcorn I gave you that time?
Yeah, you did.
The cinnamon toast one? Mm-hmm. They have that at HEB again.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't live in Texas, sorry, HEB's the best grocery store ever. Close followed by Trader Joe's, which most places.
I like Trader Joe's. I don't go there as much as I should. Yeah. Even though there's one on the way home every single.
Do you know we're getting a Torchy's Tacos down the street?
Okay, that doesn't.
I know.
Dude,
and Mia's Table.
I just rolled my eyes hard.
I know you did. Yeah. No, I'm just saying we're getting some new stuff on that side. It's on the way to Springwoods High School.
Is it?
Uh huh. Literally on the way to Springwoods.
Torchy's Tacos is not good, y'all.
I know you're. Blah, blah, blah.
It's not.
But I'm just saying we're starting to get more things on the other side of the highway.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. But there's so much cool stuff over there. Have you ever been to Flower Piggy? That's a Korean barbecue place.
Oh, what's that place?
That place is legit. So it's Korean barbecue. Uh-huh. You cook the food in your right in front of you. It's good. You need to go. It's on Gessner. It's by Roostar, actually.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
There was somewhere out there that had a food truck the other day, and I was like, I need to stop there.
Yeah, that stuff is all good.
Gotcha. All right, so moving on to actual library stuff. So,
yeah, welcome to Behind the Circulation Desk.
That's Jimmy Mai. I'm Shelby Slay. Let's see. It's been a while since we've podcasted.
It's been a bit. And let me tell you why it's been a bit.
Jimmy's in my world now.
Yeah. One-to-one, man, is horrible. And I wanted to say something else right now.
Don't
say
it.
Some choice verbiage.
It's all right.
But
how about this? One-to-one is not horrible. One-to-one not executed properly with enough manpower is horrible for the people that are trying to run it and keep it under control and keep things moving forward. It's hard.
It is hard. It's a very difficult job.
It's very hard, and we work our butts off.
We work our tails off, and quite frankly, if it wasn't for the fact that I went to the gym every day, I think I'd probably be in tatters.
Yeah. I mean, you saw me that one day.
Oh, yeah,
after that. Was that the first couple of weeks when I was just wanted to pull my hair out?
Mm-hmm.
Just because of all the nitpicky things and trying to figure it out.
Well, here's what I got to deal with. Okay, so check it out. We got to deal with that, right? And I know there's going to be at least 2 weeks of chaos. Mm-hmm. I could deal with that. When I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel or I just know, hey, this is going to suck for a period of time, let's rock and roll. I'm all for it. Yep. I can do it. I'm down, right? We got Telpass coming up.
That's right. We do.
What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so these are all challenges that are going to come up and I have to face regardless.
You know, with Telpass, that's kind of priority.
That takes absolute priority. So anyways, let's talk about fun stuff. Let's talk about
Let's move on.
Books.
So, well, let's talk about books. But first, we got to intro something to everybody.
What's that?
What's coming out?
I don't know.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I get a free pass for being spaced out, right?
We had a whole discussion about this yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Because I texted you and was like, oh my God, should we actually do this?
Yeah, Shelby texted me and said, am I crazy?
It's like, yes, literally, am I crazy? Yeah. We have so much on our plates already. Mm-hmm. Can I take this on? So, by the way, most of you guys know, Jimmy writes like crazy. Jimmy's a fantastic writer.
Thank you.
I try. Yeah.
Well, my goal is about 2,000
thanks,
words
thanks
a
for,
day.
Yeah. For the moral support there.
You do. You do try.
I try. My writing is more like, these are my feelings and my thoughts.
Yeah, I like to just, I don't know. Because, like, I'm telling you, if I could, if somebody out there wanted to bankroll me, like, 50 G's, which, by the way, I would accept, just to kind of, like, if they gave me, like, that deal that Homegirl did, who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, you just paid me a year.
What are your thoughts on that, though? We are going to get in discussion. Do you actually think she wrote it, or do you think it was Truman Capote? Because there are many people out there.
I think it was Truman Capote.
I think it was, too.
Yeah. But sorry. That aside, give me my salary for a year. Sorry, other
people that think differently. We can have that discussion face-to-face.
Oh, we will have that discussion face-to-face.
Because you know one of my favorite books is In Cold Blood.
Yeah.
And I've got it's a group of girls hooked like on it. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go back and revisit that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do a whole episode.
We are. Anyways. I'm going to have to go read it again.
So the reason we're both crazy, and we might actually write about this, is because we're going to start a website and a blog.
Yep. Website / blog / book reviews / tech tips
/ randomness.
Is that what we called it?
Yeah, y'all might legit get some recipes on there for
we
me.
We might.
Yeah.
But we might also try cookbooks because I just got a really cool cookbook.
Do you really?
I got Jamie Oliver's Veg. It's all veggies.
Nice. There's this one I want to get. It's at Brazos Bookstore. Mm-hmm. It's called Ruffage or Ruffle.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get that because I need to increase like the leafy greens in my diet.
I bought a ton of them, like a ton of new... I bought a ton of new cookbooks recently, so I'll have to give you some of those too, you know, because I'm the vegetable grower now. Not that I've started growing any vegetables yet.
So what did you learn at your class last night?
So last night we discussed different pests
and
good pests versus bad pests, different ways to get rid of them. Fire ants, by the way, which are a big thing here in Texas.
Especially when it floods and they're falling down an island.
Big ones. So there's a couple different things. Orange oil is one thing you can use. There is an organic, I got to look at the name of it again. I've got it in my notebook. Yeah. I took notes. Check it out. Okay. It's called Come and Get It, which is spinosad, I think is what it is. It's like an organic one. You can flood them out. So like 2 minutes on the hose, just spraying away.
Yeah.
They get pretty angry. But the best thing I heard, there's a guy on YouTube that talks about how to get rid of fire ants.
Yeah.
He takes one mound, digs it up. And puts it on another mound, and they fight to the death.
Fight it out?
Yes.
Dude, that's so metal.
And I'll get you guys. I mean, listen, I get it. I'm an animal lover, things like that. If you've never been bitten by a fire ant, you can't talk to me about that until
it's painful.
You get bitten. I mean, just one bite.
And it's never just one bite, is it? It's always like, hey, you're standing in that pile, and then your leg's on fire.
But that's the thing is, you know, it's ingrained within them. That's part of their instinct as fire ants, that you could stick your finger in the middle of it, and within 2 seconds, they're covering your whole arm almost.
Oh, yeah.
They're crazy.
They're nuts. They're a little crazy. Well, I'm glad your class taught you that.
Yeah, see? Lots of other stuff, too, but that was one of the big ones.
Nice. So, you're going to get a lot of different stuff on that blog.
You might get some gardening stuff.
Yeah, keep an eye out for that.
What do we decide? Are we going to call it Behind the Circulation Desk?
Something. I think that's what we decided, yeah.
I think that's what we decided.
Yeah, we're just going to go with that.
Yeah. And I'll probably link it to our Instagram.
And our Twitter.
And then I'll probably do it on our individual. So, if you guys don't follow us.
Follow us.
At Behind Desk. DESK for Instagram and Twitter. At the Bearded Lib 11 is your Twitter.
Yeah.
At Librarian Shelby is my Twitter and my Instagram.
Yeah.
Because you don't really Insta individually.
I have an individual one, but it's just, it's mostly selfies.
I gotcha. And most of the stuff that I post on like my school one, I usually retweet on the other one. So they're all linked.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So, and I retweet a lot of your stuff too.
Yeah, you do.
When I see it, I try to. I've been doing a lot of retweets lately, by the way.
She's been on top of that, y'all.
Just retweets, though. Yeah. I did do a video yesterday.
The retweets. Yeah,
and our superintendent liked it, so I was like, ooh, all right.
Isn't it awesome when she overshares your stuff? Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm a winner.
I love it when, and I know this is very arrogant of me, and of course,
I have
a huge ego. But when people I don't know in the district come up to me like, oh my God, the bearded librarian.
I know. Like, heck yes, yeah, that's me. That's me. That's why you can never shave your beard.
Yeah, I know. If I ever shave my beard, it's usually like a crisis.
Can it be the shaved librarian 11?
No.
But then don't lose that.
Yeah, I can't do it. No. Yeah. If you ever see me clean shaven, you better ask me
what's
wrong.
I'm going to take photos and I'm going to put it on there and be like, you guys need to get on him because. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible. It's not a good look for me.
Yeah. Do you know what the beneficials are that you should encourage for your garden to get rid of pests?
No.
Speaking of. insects, other insects, the good ones, birds, certain mammals, amphibians.
What does certain mammals mean? Like, I mean, like a dog?
Well,
or
like bats.
Bats?
Uh-huh.
Bats?
Yeah, bats. That's what we talked about last night. Bats
Dude,
are
that's
good
how, have you not seen the movie Contagion? It's happening right now in real life.
Bats.
A bat's going to eat a piece of fruit. It's going to fall down and whatever other animal that you have bats. In your yard. It's going to come and eat it. It's going to create a new virus. And next thing you know it.
Coronavirus.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Oh my God. Did you see the ship in New Jersey? Mm-hmm. They got pulled over and they took those 12 people off.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I just saw the breaking news. I haven't read
it's
it.
It's nuts.
Since. I know.
It's absolutely nuts. This is real life, y'all.
It is.
It's a boring dystopia. It is.
Lord.
Think about what's happening in China right now.
That's true.
Their doctor was arrested and he died because he wanted to help people. That's a boring dystopia.
That's true. That is true. I gotcha.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, what have you read lately? What have I read lately?
Actually, I read a pretty good graphic novel the other day. It's called Illegal.
Oh, and, that's right. Yeah, and that's Illegal, right. That one, yeah.
It chronicles a tale of a boy coming from, I believe it was Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get to Italy, and it chronicles his actual physical journey, and you know, in many respects, his kind of emotional, spiritual, and mental journey, because it's a young, very young boy, 10 or 11 years old, having to grow up, doing very quickly, doing grown up things. But it shows the atrocities of what's happening with these Syrian immigrants, these immigrants from Africa trying to get to Europe, and it doesn't highlight anything political. Because I know there's a lot of political things behind this.
And
I know it gets a lot of people heated, but it really kind of engages, not kind of, it does. It engages you on a level of, you know, seeing immigration not as a political issue, but as a human right.
That's right. Because you were telling me about the book Lost Children Archive.
Yeah, The Lost Children Archive by Valeria Luiselli. She's a Mexican author. She lives here in she lives in New York here in the United States. She wrote those two other books I told you about, Los Ingravidos y La Historia de Mis Dientes, The Story of My Teeth.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Which was hilarious, by the way.
By the way, you know, I still have ideas on that one, the story to go with
it. And we'll talk about that. But she wrote this book, and it's about the immigration crisis here in the United States, particularly Texas, Arizona, New Mexican borders. And it's about the children immigrants who are being separated from their parents. Now, that one's very... it can trigger a lot of political discussion, but that one too hits at it from a humanity standpoint, and it really makes you think, not in a sense of should I change my political views, but I'm going to say the H word here, what the hell have we done as a society to where we could sit back in an environment that's not what these people go through and judge a situation like that, you know? And personally resonated with me because I'm going to talk about this in a little bit, but we did some lessons with the Holocaust with our sixth grade students this week. And many of these questions that I always got as a teacher when we teach the Holocaust each night is, why didn't anybody do anything? And I find myself asking myself that same question a lot. Why aren't we doing anything?
You know, and that's part of it is... I think we often forget because it was such a large thing. There were some people doing
things. Oh, absolutely.
It wasn't like nobody
just
was
like
doing anything.
There's plenty of people doing things
exactly.
right now.
You know, and a lot of times as society, if it's something that's not directing us, directly affecting
we're
us,
not gonna be dealing
a lot
with
of
it.
Times we turn our head the other way and think about things in life too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How often do people turn their head the other way just because,
even for little basic things, even if it's just like, hey, look, you know, my back hurts right now and I got to deal with
it. Yeah. Think about this, okay? And I had this discussion with somebody the other day, is as a society now especially, if you were in like a crowded restaurant waiting for something and there was no seats left, right? And our age and younger, so millennials and younger, potentially even the generation before us. Think about this. If an elderly or pregnant woman walked in, how many people do you think would stand for her, or how many would turn their head or look down at their phone instead?
I don't know, Shelby. That's a very good question because I like to think that I would stand up for that
person.
I
like to think I would too for that person.
And I have.
Yeah.
I mean, many occasions.
Exactly. But think about that overall. Society in general.
They wouldn't do it.
Do you think it's over 50% would stand up for them or under 50%?
I think it's definitely under.
I think it is too. And how scary is that? And how easy does something just that small translate into something larger?
Right, which we're experiencing right now.
Exactly.
You have a crisis where millions of people are being, well, killed.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word, imprisoned, you know, and just we're not doing anything about it. So those are the things that I've been reading. Not necessarily anything fun.
No, I gotcha.
I did get a book on Borges the other day. He's an Argentinian writer. I'm going to be looking forward to reading that. I've been reading some Pablo Neruda. I finally found the Spanish section. Mm-hmm. At the Barnes & Noble that's tucked away in the very back on the second floor facing the outside windows.
Really?
I really think y'all should move that section because the books are faded and I have to buy them anyways. But yeah.
Well, you know the hot water that Barnes & Noble's in right now.
For what?
You didn't see this? Mm-hmm. Where they were taking titles written by like white men mm-hmm. and they changed the covers.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, dude. That's just... demeaning.
I'm surprised it hasn't hit harder than it has.
Yeah, I think the Wizard of Oz. So what we're talking about, and what
I'll have to pull up the actual article. Yeah. I was talking about that with some of the other
so
teachers.
So these titles have been replaced with characters that
it's supposed to be for Black History Month. Is what
right,
it's supposed to be
replaced
for.
By African Americans. But the thing about it is they're doing it so stereotypically. It's just. Racist. Like the Wizard of Oz, Dorothy had two red basketball sneakers instead of slippers.
It was
atrocious.
Have to pull up the article later and you and I can look
that,
at that
man. You know what, and we're not gonna, you know what, actually let's talk about it just a little bit.
But did you see what We Need Diverse Books said about it? And they tweeted, and I thought it was the best response. They said, "We believe diversity goes beyond book covers. It needs to be present in the specificity of the storytelling." And I was like, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on, dude. When I went to Guadalajara for the International Book Fair, there's always a talk here, and especially in Houston schools, because Houston has one of the biggest populations of LEP. That's language. What's the LEP stand for?
Yeah.
Language English Proficiency?
Yes. Yeah.
Something
or
like
ELL
that.
Is
English Language Learners.
Yes,
right.
Thank you.
Anyways,
or limited English proficiency.
Limited English proficiency. God, there's so
it's
many
all those
acronyms. Yeah. But there's a big talk about how there's no accessible books here for our Hispanic students. They exist, ladies and gentlemen. And we have policies in place that prohibit the collection of these materials. Our district in particular, and I'm going to go ahead and put it out there, we are not allowed to buy from foreign vendors. Okay? And on paper, sure, I get it. I absolutely get it. But most of the culturally relevant and sensitive materials that we could get that would just, my God, that would just completely change the game as far as, you know, our kids' reading interest and passions here goes, are only available through these vendors. There are quality books out there. Yep. Books that our students read in English are available in Spanish. Books that are
in Arabic,
Chinese, Japanese,
you know,
Sanskrit, all of that stuff is available. We just can't go purchase it. And the thing that gets into it, and I might catch some flack for it, but I need to bring it up anyways, is just that
I won't let you go.
This policy effectively disenfranchises our students that way. And if we're going to truly say what we mean and mean what we say, we got to be able to purchase from vendors outside of this country so we can provide these quality texts to our students who have just absolute garbage from American companies over here. And you know what? I'm calling you out, American publishing companies. The books that you provide for our students are insulting.
Well, not just that, Jimmy, but we've had the discussion before of our students needing to be able to see themselves in a book.
Exactly.
And right now, the books that we have available are not books where they can see themselves in the book. Now, is it getting better?
Yes.
It is. I'm not going to lie. It is getting better.
We've been making strides.
Let's discuss the fact that it's getting better. And now I will tell you the same thing as a district, and not that this is perfect, and not that this is the end all be all of it, but our district is now allowing us to buy from Amazon, which does help in some of those situations.
Absolutely.
It's not perfect, but it is help. And I'm not saying, you know, go out and buy everything from Amazon. It's not that. We still use our other vendors. You know, I still want to use our smaller vendors. I still want to do those things.
Absolutely.
But there are certain times where we have to
pursue
other
methods.
We might only be able to do that because we can't use a vendor that provides those other things.
Even as an adult, as an independent reader, I've been absorbed in Latino American literature, you know, Mexican literature, but I have a list at home of books that I can buy online here through Amazon and books that I'm going to have to pick up when I'm in Guadalajara or in Mexico City.
And just hope you get reimbursed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's just for me, actually.
Oh, those I'm are sorry. My I thought you meant titles. Like for your
Yeah,
students.
Like
I'm
I
sorry.
Had a book imported from Argentina the other day, Alejandra Pizarnik, her Poesas, complete book of poetry. And it's just, you know, there was no way in the foreseeable future that I'm going to be getting down to Buenos Aires, you know, for books.
Yep. Well, I mean, hey, let me take a flight to Buenos Aires, take another suitcase with me, make sure I can fit those books weight-wise in that suitcase, pay the extra fee for that suitcase.
Oh, you totally can.
Think about it. Yeah. It's insane.
It's insane. Absolutely insane.
Okay, so me-wise, reading, been doing quite a bit. I've kind of been all over the place with my reading.
Mm-hmm.
I'm officially almost done with 50 Book Challenge, by the way.
Okay, dude.
I know.
I've,
but you know how I.
Yeah, I've trailed off of that thing. I don't even think, I haven't even posted a picture up in like God knows how long.
I mean, I'm pretty close. Now, I need to go and tweet all of my reads.
Yeah.
You know, welcome to life in the library. Mm-hmm. I was telling you the other day. So we now are keeping pretty copious amounts of statistics for our libraries.
Yes.
And I looked at mine for this week and almost passed out when I realized the numbers.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, oh, now I know why some of these things are getting pushed.
To the wayside.
Yeah. Things that are not things that need to be fixed right away.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have data like that too. And I'm interested to see what my data is going to look like.
I'm interested
when
too.
When we do one-to-one. Especially comparatively.
Change. Because mine is so darn high. Not only just because we're one-to-one, but I'm also at a high school.
Yeah.
I'm also at a high school where our kids are given freedoms that not every other school gives to their kids. We have like an open study hall, which, you know, is throughout multiple periods in the day where the students choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to be juniors and seniors.
Mm-hmm.
They choose if they want to, you know, where they want to study, where they want to go. They have different freedoms here on this campus where maybe others don't, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of them choose
at
to come
in middle school,
here.
We're a little bit more structured.
Yep.
And like you don't have a limit on lunch. Well, I'm sure you do, according to the fire marshal.
I do, but according to fire marshal.
Yeah, like
yes.
For my school, I can only issue out 20 passes per lunch period.
Mm-hmm. And you and I had the discussion where at the beginning of the school year, I was overly loved during lunch, and my kids have gotten so much better. Do we still have days where we have to have discussions? Of course,
absolutely.
Because you know,
they're kids.
Boys are their brains are still growing.
Mm-hmm. That's love up to 25.
Love them. I do. Yeah. I adore my kids. But we do have to have discussions some days about manners, what's appropriate, what's not, how to act in the library.
You know what's funny about that? I really want to do a study on this. I think that when, you know, when there's a male present, you know, if there are like, you know, maybe about 5 or 10 kids, I will still act as an adult.
Yep.
But when there's a whole mess of them and they're all playing on the computer games
you
and
guys
it's just me,
all
it's like,
turn into the same person.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. You become a collective.
So when there's like 20 eighth graders in there and they're all playing this one game and I'm like, sot, let me get on that, bro.
And I'm like, wrap it up and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and it's so funny too because like, we do collectively become.
You still become, your brain immature. Goes back into little boy mode and like, oh my God, oh, look what he just did out there. Oh, look at that score.
And that's why explosives are illegal.
That's right. That's correct. Okay, so my reading wise, and we'll end with this. I told you, over there. I'm going to talk to you about a book I listened to recently. So that's another thing is, and I probably fly through books on top of it because I also included not just the ones I've read.
But the ones you listened to.
But I listened to too.
Well, then if that's the case, I'm like halfway there.
I think you're further than you think. And I might pull those out.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I listen to books at like.
Well, don't discount that because there's been studies that say that the same.
Well, that's right.
That
we've had that discussion.
Yeah.
And that's why I initially kept them. But because we still have a ways to go, I might pull them out. I think I'm going to hit it no matter what. But one that I listened to was called Caffeine by Michael Pollan. And this is an Audible original. That's one of the reasons why I have still kept Audible.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a different one that I use.
I have
Sora. So I use Sora.
Yeah.
I use Overdrive, and I have all the public libraries.
You
I
should check out Storytel. One. Storytel has some good ones.
Okay.
That's the one I use. And it's only $6.99 a month.
Gotcha.
And it's streaming. Yeah. It's not just downloading one.
Yeah. And that's kind of the thing, you know. But one of the things I love with Audible is they do have the originals. This one's Caffeine, and it's about how he explores caffeine as the most powerful drug in the world and the only one that we give to children.
Wow.
Think of soda as a treat.
Yeah.
So he kind of just, you know, looks at that and the history of the drug. And, I mean, the whole book, he's talking about it being a drug. Speaking of my 10 cups of coffee
Dude,
that I had
but it
after,
is a drug.
I haven't had 10.
I was talking to our like good it. Friend, Lori Yetta.
Uh-huh, yep. Lori knows. Yeah. She gets it,
and
especially now.
I was like around 9 o'clock. Yeah. It was like 8:30, and I told her, all right, well, I'm going to head out. I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee. And she just utterly berated me about it.
Yeah.
She was like, when's the cutoff time for coffee for like human beings?
Never.
I was like, 2 p.m.
Not for me. Yeah, I told you, I can drink it at all hours.
Yeah, drink it at bedtime and still go to bed.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't have to be decaf. Let's see what else. I finished the Book of Dust. You and I talked about that one last time. I love Pullman, though. We started his Dark Materials.
Yeah. I need to go
it
back
got
and revisit
really good.
That. Yeah.
It got really good. The actual show, I thought they did a pretty good job.
I haven't seen that. Is that on HBO?
It is on, it's on
I'm
HBO.
Have to go check that out.
I think they did
I'm
a pretty good job. Let's see. What else have I read recently? Oh, okay. So this is one. It's called Those of Us That Are Librarians. It's called The Overdue Life of Amy Byler, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's about a woman that, two kids, husband, everything. Husband just goes on a business trip and never comes back. And she ends up, she's gotten her MLIS previously, mm-hmm. never used it. When he leaves, she's got to figure out a way to survive. Becomes a librarian at the kids' school. And it's just funny listening to her. You know, obviously it's a girl romance book, blah, blah, blah. Someone had recommended it to me because she's a librarian in it. But it was just interesting. Listen, yeah, you know, not something I normally would have picked up.
I love it when people recommend that stuff to me. I'm like, guys...
But I tried it just because. And it was interesting listening to her talk about all the librarian things in the book.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, it's an adult romance, you know, there's some stuff in there. But still a good book. At the end of it, I was like, all right, that's what I needed right now. I needed something
it's
where
cheap.
My brain, yeah. It was,
you know
it was
what, though, real
decent
talk.
Fiction.
I picked up a comic book the other day.
Yeah.
And it was just your old school kind of X-Men. And I got to tell you, it felt nice just to be able to cheese out on that stuff.
That's how I felt with this one. You know, fun little quick fiction read. Yeah. And it was a quick read. I loved it.
I could technically put that one up, right?
Yeah. It counts.
Boom.
We've talked about that. Those count. It's a graphic novel.
Yep.
Comic book equals graphic novel equals all of those things.
Really quick before we go. Crap.
Now you forgot.
I forgot the title of it. Oh, my God. It's by Brian Wood. It's a comic book about an event that happens on Earth when everything just goes to, you know, hell with the environment. You know?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. The Massive.
Oh, okay.
If y'all haven't read that, you need to go read it. I have all the issues. I'll let you borrow it. But it's what's going to happen here on Earth, boring dystopia, when the environment just collapses on itself.
So are you telling me I need to keep doing my vegetable garden? Is that what
you
you're
need
saying?
To keep doing your vegetable garden and just hook me up with the vegetables?
Ah, see?
And I'll be the one that, you know, just kind of, you know, stands there with the rifle.
Because
you're going to need that.
I gotcha.
It's coming, folks, and it's not going to be exciting. It's going to be real hard and hot.
It's going to be real hard and hot. <It's> Well, I told you that's part of the discussions we've had in our classes, the changing climate.
Oh, my gosh.
And now we're technically almost considered a subtropical climate.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're starting to change too. So,
good
I mean,
on.
I actually wore a jacket the last couple of days because we had
yeah,
the
I know.
Chill.
I got this sweater that.
But then it got to like 65 degrees today, and I was like, ugh.
Male librarian chic.
Yeah. Oh, that one's awesome.
Yeah, I love this sweater.
Well, I'm going to have to take a photo of it and put it on the Twitter, and that might be my first blog post as I write about my sweater.
Yes, we should write about my sweater.
Okay. I've got. Okay, we'll talk about it later.
All right. She got real excited.
We are Behind the Circulation Desk.
I'm Jimmy Mai.
I'm Shelby Slade.
You guys have a good one.